story in this narrative. I left off where the chiefs used to hire the young people to get their supply packed to their village. It is because they couldn't pack it themselves. I'm sorry, I talk English. But anyway, where I started was, I'll start. Igihal, Kutayan Hina, Chilkai, that Bogat, the Ignatal, the Chokayanahtaste, like Yan Jana, Gutan, to Gutana, Tendana, Tendana, La, Jada, given her. The chikata oka, yigubichi, sahali, hoyena oka yata, no hadadik. Yigu tonenis and haikadin tai oka. Egal to dayan yan la chilkaida, godless. Bah, monach tata gatna, mon katanikna. Inalte, yigit. Kayak kohal kut honach hotai, and you get babai hayasne, you get gunpowder, the snee in it, kataina, hoy, tenai, hayasne, hoy in it, yet you get dayan yet and chai or on it, because dayan the chavis, halat nachtale more, and Yet you go here, Father Latina, you can not tell that you go chat and you tell this name in a higher Danila Tarasnis. That we call Hatachet, Hatach people in an hour only, only. The Hatala get dancer. Dian Yahweh started it. How about that? Katana Yahweh, you get dancer, you get to get hot, 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 Chatana hotted, you get that's at the heart, it's a ha harder. That will not cut on a hoiny. A day in a two, you get that's not a hot adult, hot on it's a one day meeting for another hoilty. A hot tunnel, a whole that's a tunnel, hot on it. A day good chocolate. That will not go to harder, hot. In one village, go one chief, another village to another chief. That way, Tahatan. See? And some of this I'm going to tell in English now, what I didn't tell in my English. Well, what I was speaking of now is the chiefs used to, they were the only ones that get the most fur, got more money, you might say, to get more supply. For the whole year, they make these young people pack home this stuff for them and took care of them then the whole trip to get their supply, gunpowder and stuff back to the village. And now for the whole year, all winter, some young fellas didn't have it and some other people didn't have it. During the year, these people that couldn't get it, that they don't have it, this chief will dig up this much. See, this other fellas that got nothing, they buy it from chief. That's where they keep their tribe going. Sometimes when they can't offer it, they fought to get it, to buy it. Sometimes the chief will make him work for it. Sometimes he give it to him for nothing. Because he'll get a help back from this same person. That's where they used to help each other. And believe me, it was good that way because I know, even when I was a big boy, any time you see an Indian, he was, whether he's a white, black, or other tribe, and an Indian will help that person. If you know he's hungry or he's in need of anything, an Indian was always glad to help one another. That's why since I was a baby, I know this, and my people. My people was like that all the time. And I don't only mean my people. All the Indians on the Yukon River everywhere was like that. Because if even if white men come, they see him coming, got nothing to eat, they'll stop that man and they'll feed him. They'll start him off after he's strong enough to walk again. They'll tell him they can go ahead, go. I've seen this happen when I was a boy. My father told me one time when the first time the Fairbanks started, he said they come in with meat, fur, to store. And when they come back to Fairbanks, they were out all winter. When they come back to Fairbanks, lots of these miners, the old pioneers, they were starving in the Fairbanks. All of them, even they had money, they were starving because they ran out of grub. No more grub in store. All I think they were living on was beans. And I even understood that my father told me some of them had to kill dogs to live. Had some pet dogs and stuff. That's what my father told me, the story. And he didn't tell me exact what year it was, but he said he seen it. He said, the bunch of them Indians come to this town that they had to give some of their meat to this, some of these white people because they were starving. He said he helped some people out and they had to go out to their camp. I don't know how many days they go out back to their camp. They had to make another trip back to town to try to give out some more meat to these white people to try to save their life. He said he seen it one time like that in Fairbanks. So that's why I'm not only praising the Indians for being so nice. There's a lot of good people in the country, in the world. But, you know, I know it's like that yet. A lot of Indians is willing to help Indians, but right today yet.
You can say this in your language?
Tlatlokatanina. I'll say my language now. Tlatlokatanina nitloya. Yeah, it's Tadata. Katanaina is a. Ana. Shunan. Tinila. Always go nitloya. It's Tadata. Nitla Tahalat. Nitla Nihadanish. Nitla Adal Tichahayat. You old ladies in there. You old ladies, 90 years old. Talk out that Niana. In that they go. Other you go to Chitanal to have child like. They left one another that way. And that's how the Laika Katanina thoughts Nilka Hildak. You go down Hudson. It's called it too good to hide there. Then you go any place near Hanaita. Hanas Hanaki. Even right now, you go to Fairbanks. Nina, the horse chase, Nithon, Yachtani, Togo. That will go Katana in a good lata, Yanta, Nith, the Nith Tadly cat. Nithon, a hardenitzer. Togo, it's like that. And that's from. You get down south, what's in the nest, has to know how that in it. You get the nut, the Nahan Yena, the nut Siena. Now I'll speak in English again where I tell the story where I didn't tell it in English. Today, it's still like that yet. Or what I was speaking of is how people got along with each other, how they was felt sorry about each other. I talk about old ladies, old men, 80, 90 years old. These other active guys that could get around, used to get meat, anything they got, they used to give to that old people so they don't starve. They go up to their door, chop wood for him, like that. And that's from our old time way of living. And our grandpa taught us that, to never pass up old people like that, or sick people, or in other people, country people they call them maybe. I think that's how I understood it. You mean the white people or in other nation. If you see that people, that kind of person having a hard time, never pass up a person like that. Because someday he'll face you again if you pass up that man. If you let a man, starving man or hungry guy or a sick person, you walk by him where you could help him. We still got that in our native life. And we still teach our young people like that yet. Now, I'm glad I kept that promise because I still tell that to my kids. And it's even now it's in the Bible. People preaching it now. And I'm glad that I joined a church about 20 years ago. And more today, that I'm glad I came up in my Christian life. And I want to be that way till I die, to keep my life and my good word out to my people, that Christian life is better than all that other own stuff. And you know what I mean? Is there's a lot of ways you can make sin, and there's a lot of ways you can live good life. And that's what I mean is a good life. You better take that because you'll end up the right way. And you want to die happy if you take it that way. Because that's why I learned it. That's why I'm teaching my kids. God bless you, whoever listened to my story here. And I wish you end up in my story. May God help you and you turn your life over to Jesus instead of the wrong way. Where I live up was, I didn't tell, in my language was the camping out and how to cook is, you get, I'll tell my language now. Yeah, you get tired. That's how you try to know it. You go, not time, try not to take it so hard. You try not to, not time. You go, Go. Lani. Go any kind of lani. Hoyete, Connitina, and it's trusting. Joked out. I said to tell that. Go, can go to Tanatelli. Yes, to tell that. Now I tell Chelsea. Then, say to a gear on it. That could I. Та яд тань үлгэн гүдэйг үү. Чад таац наа чухал нэг гүдэнэй гэн айн айл. Дайг үү. Чэ үү. Чэгүүд таад. Чэгүүг үдэй. Ядг үү. Стар. Сэн. Игэд. Now I'm going to tell it in English that I was talking about what it came about. What it came about is you go out from your camp, you start out to hunt for game, you go till dark, you put up camp, you put spruce boughs around the camp up high, pile it up high, down tight. And that's why I wanted to tell it, because I left this part out where it's, we camped about the birch spruce boughs around here, put the campfire down, big pile of wood over there, you want to burn all night. And then it was after they drink tea, you cook the meat by fire, and then sit around, tell a little story, little jokes, and tell some old people around there. It's mostly the old man will tell a story about how they teach the young. See, always tell that. The most of the story come out like that. How to get along with the world, with the people, different ways. After he tells the story, and some of the, now the old man will put up his head up in the sky and he said, where's the moon? Where's the star? And each star got a name in our language. I couldn't call that. I don't know how. So, but on the dipper, you call, the dipper they used to use for watch. Dipper star, yeah. Seven stars. And the moon, they used to use that for watch, clock. And they talk to the old man, tell story, you look for that dipper, and you say, where's that dipper? He said in his language, and he said, where's the moon in this language? And he'll tell him over there. Well, then he'll say, you young fellas, go to bed now. It's time to go to bed. He said, I'll let you know in the morning when we're going to get up. When the dipper and the sun set certain place, you know it's time to get up again. That's the way they had their clock. So there it is, right there again. And that's, my name is Robert Titus. And I was born 1904. And 73, I think it is.
Right now?
69, 67, I think. I couldn't guess. But I was born 1904. Yeah. Okay, you want me to tell the stories about how they used to, people used to get cured? When there was sickness. Well, I couldn't really tell you just how, because I'll tell a little of it. Best I can do is tell a little of it. People get sick with a cold, different kind of sickness. First I'm going to tell about how they used to cure themselves with coal. They catch coal and things like that. They used to go out in the woods. They get spruce boughs or birch bark to get the sap out, and they get some kind of certain part that they take that, or in summertime they take different kind of trees with leaves. They take that and boil it. There's a certain way, just some people, they know how to put it, and they know how to make it by boiling it or by pulling it away or some way to give it a treatment to make a medicine out of it, to have a different kind of, like spruce boughs and different things they add together. They use that, and they use it with a bad cold, like flu. They take that, they drink it. They put a cough to it, they take that, they drink it. It's got to be either warm or certain they know how to use it. Another way to get a medicine is a man cut himself or cut himself some way. They have medicine for that too. It's, they get some kind of pitch, I call it. You call it gum or whatever you call it from the tree. They take that, and it's got to be a certain kind. It's got to be a certain kind. They take that, and they take that in a cloth. And I guess old days, they put that in a fur, maybe rabbit skin or something. They take that, and they put that pitch all over that thing, and they put it right on you like that, just something like a taser of tape, but something like that. They make it just like that, where they put the pitch. It's got a big cloth where it's covered the cut. And they leave it there till it's heal up. And then they take it off. And after it heal up, they take it off like that. Now, not long ago I strained my back by lifting snugu. I tried to move a snugu, I hurt my back. Once I done that packing a bear, trying to move a big bear. You know, and I left that, it was too heavy. I hurt my back 2 times. Now, what I done at that time was, I was out in the woods, I done that. And we get, take my shirt, the big, make big piece out of it. I take that and I fill it up with pitch. And put it right on my whole back, where it was really sick. I put it right on there and put a handkerchief and tie it on so that that thing will hold on there, so that thing don't fall off. Just to hold that big bandage on just like. Put that thing right clear on my stomach and my back, and the pitch will be right covered in my back. All that pitch. And I use that till I come back to town. And it helped. It's good. And even now some people using it. But that ache, you know, that when you ache, you get headache, don't you? Well, it's something like that. If it's like that, you take it and you take, like for a headache, you take a white cloth, you take a good big handkerchief, you double it, make a, like this hippies, do your handkerchief on their head, same thing. You take that and they got sometime hot water or you could take snow. You could take that snow if you're really painful. You don't have a cold, you're not sick too bad. Just the headache bother you, maybe you could take a snow. Put that snow in a wrap it up, and put that thing around like this, and tie that thing around your head like this, and let your head just really cool off. That'll help too. Lots of my people right now don't know that. They're too much white man way. So, some of them use, when they go to bed, they use warm water, anyway, to try to get rid of that headache. But you mustn't use this cold stuff like that for real flu. Don't use it if you got a real flu, because you might catch pneumonia. So they do that just for headaches, you know. And another thing is, you take different ways of, if you ache, you got rheumatism, there's different kind of weeds you can get from the hillside. You could take that, there's some certain kind. I don't know myself what kind it is. I've seen it, but I don't know how to call it. It's special stuff for it. They take that off And they take that and boil it or soak it, and they take that and they drink that juice in it. And
yeah.
What?
Oh,
yes, uh-huh.
Towel.
They put it in a towel or handkerchief or cloth.
They
put
just sponge theirself with it while they're sick.
While it's warm, eh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, while it's warm, they got to put it on. And then put it over their sick. If their arm or their leg is sore, that they make a beak, you know,
yeah.
So it'll cover the whole arm.
Mm-hmm.
And they tie it here like this. And that'll take that rheumatism away. See? Like I heard one time a man, he was sick with TB. He'd with that same stuff he had around his chest. And he got this from the old time story, old way. He'd boil that water and he'd drink it. He use it for tea. Every time he can sit down to eat, he'd drink. See? That's good for TB there too. And that's a lot of different ways of getting medicine off the country.
Do you want to say this in your language now?
Well, in my language, you go medicine, but today, you go medicine. Rheumatism, but today, you go, medicine highlight. You go rheumatism for today. Let's say you go cuts on it hard. You go jigger. How you like to do? Anyway, you go medicine highlight. You go some is the go to you. I know it's a to go higher. That's all I did. You go towel. Yeah, in my English, I was talking about the berries. I said they had berries for different kind of berries for medicine too. Yeah. One time my mother, right from this village, I was way over in that country over here. About 4 or 5 miles over this way. I went down right there to village. Right there I camp. Next day I go down to the old Minto. It was the village there then. I went down there and I caught the sick. I was sick all the time. When I left Minto, the old village, I got to Nenana. I was pretty sick. I was really a sick man. When I left Nenana to clear, they call that old Anderson, I think, now way up. It's about 30, 40 miles from Nenana. When I got there, my mother said, hey, I'll fix you up. She told me to take my shirt off. So I got down and I took my shirt off. She just painted me up with that cranberry. She boiled just plain cranberries. And doctor says, never put anything on that for measles. Never even put anything on it. Don't use anything. By that time, doctor said that. My mother says, well, I'll fix you up. And my mother painted me up with that cranberries, and I put another shirt over like this, And I put another blanket over me. She tied around here. And I went to bed. My mother just covered me up. And I was really sick. I couldn't even sit up very long. I was so sick with that measles. Next morning, I hitched up 12 dogs. I hauled one big bull moose on about 18-foot sled, I think it was. Big sled. But the whole big bull moose, one next day. I wasn't sick next day. And that's how the different kind of medicine could help you in this. See how our old-time way is. Some is good. I think, well, they're all good, but you just have to know how to use it.